Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Basic maneuvers. In this chapter, you will be made familiar with the basic driving maneuvers. The following principle must be followed. A driver who wishes to enter his vehicle into traffic, turn or reverse, may not obstruct or endanger other road users. They have priority. Learning objective of this section. Theoretical knowledge for basic maneuvers. Time needed. 20 minutes. Steering. Steering a vehicle seems to generally be intuitive. Nevertheless, there are still a few points that need to be considered. Steer your vehicle with both hands. By doing so, you have it better under control and can react faster. You must never let go of the steering wheel when driving. Steer with your eyes, drive with foresight. Do not concentrate on obstructions and do not look back at a vehicle that you pass. Avoid large steering movements as these can cause your vehicle to skid. Do not drive too close to other vehicles. In other words, keep enough distance. A distance of 2 seconds to the vehicle in front is the required minimum. This is approximately half of the speed in meters. This is known as the half speedometer rule. You should keep a half speedometer distance to the vehicle in front. For example, if you are driving at 100 kilometers per hour, then you should keep a distance of at least 50 meters to the vehicle in front. Extra care should be taken on the motorway, as more distance is needed to take into account the higher speeds. The speedometer is the gauge behind the steering wheel where the speed is displayed. Indicating. The indicator lights are one of the most important connections to the world outside the vehicle. Indicate early, but not too early, otherwise other drivers could be confused. The sooner you show your intentions, the sooner other road users can react to them. Avoid possible misunderstandings by indicating falsely. Every change of direction, even turning right, must be indicated. If you are on a main road that changes direction, then this should also be indicated. There are various reasons to use an indicator. You should indicate for the following reasons. Changing lanes. Moving over or merging. Turning. Overtaking, pulling out and back in. Turning maneuvers. Entering traffic. Stopping. Leaving a roundabout. We recommend indicating a left turn on a roundabout as well. An example can make this clearer. Imagine that you want to enter a roundabout. If you want to take the first exit on the right, then you should already be indicating right before you have joined the roundabout. If you want to turn left, then you theoretically need to indicate left. It is recommended to indicate left at first, and then right when leaving the roundabout. This communicates clearly to other road users what you intend to do. The following rule of thumb might help you. When turning right, I must indicate to the right from the start, otherwise I indicate to the left until I want to leave the roundabout. To carry on ahead, I do not indicate when joining the roundabout. When leaving the roundabout, I always indicate right. Changing lanes. Observe the traffic in your rear view and wing mirrors, as well as looking to the sides. If you are unsure, you should repeat this. Show your intentions early enough by indicating and do not change lanes at the last moment. It is better to go the wrong way than to risk a dangerous lane change, as this could cause an accident. Overtaking. For overtaking, there is the following motto. Never overtake if in doubt. Here it is also important to indicate in good time. When overtaking, no one may be obstructed or endangered. This also applies to pulling back in, which must also be indicated. To see if overtaking is possible, first check the rear view and wing mirrors and look to the side to check the blind spot. Do not overtake if the speed difference between your vehicle and the one to be overtaken is less than 20 km per hour. the smaller the difference in speed, the longer the overtaking distance. To avoid a sideways collision, the following vehicle must check the mirrors and blind spot as well as indicate. Before overtaking a vehicle, the overtaking driver must be sure that he can complete the maneuver without obstructing or endangering oncoming traffic. If you are being overtaken, you may not speed up. Otherwise, the overtaking maneuver will take longer. If the overtaking driver has miscalculated the maneuver, help him by slowing down, shortening the maneuver and reducing the risk that oncoming traffic will be obstructed, forced to brake, or endangered. When overtaking vehicles with caterpillar tracks, a passing distance of at least 1 meter must be kept. Overtaking is not allowed in the following situations. If the overtaking vehicle is currently overtaking another vehicle except on a motorway with three or more lanes, two-wheeled vehicles are excluded from this rule. Before blind corners. Before blind summits. Vehicles that have stopped in front of a pedestrian crossing. The overtaking distance can be mathematically calculated. It can be estimated with the following formula. This is relevant to the test. Faster speed multiplied by faster speed divided by the speed difference is equal to the square of the faster speed divided by the speed difference. Turning. Prepare to turn early. If you prepare for the maneuver too late, then you will have too much to do at once. Do not indicate too early. Observe what is happening around you. It is important to keep an eye on all situations, not just what is happening in front of you. Generally, you should always move over first. Your intentions are communicated to other road users, not just with the indicators, but also where you have positioned yourself on the road as well as your speed. Moving over should not be done if markings, signs, or signals from the police do not allow it. Turning around. It is not allowed to turn around on the motorway. If there is poor oversight of the road or after a no-turning sign, VRV17. When turning around, you should stop on the right-hand side of the road if possible, but not on the pavement. Reverse your vehicle first into a space or entrance in order to turn and go back in the direction that you came in. Passing. If two vehicles want to drive past each other, then they generally do so on the right. However, you must give way to an oncoming vehicle if there is an obstruction on your side. In the situation that both vehicles want to turn left at a junction, the vehicles will pass each other on the left C, also right of way. Reversing, turning around, or setting off. When reversing, setting off, and turning around, you are not allowed to obstruct any other road user. This means that all other road users have priority. Several important points come together and all must be considered. Make sure that no road users will be obstructed. Extra care should be taken if children are nearby and they have not seen the danger. Make sure that there is no one in your blind spot or below your line of sight. If there is a limited view behind you when reversing, then another person should help you. Reversing is only allowed at a walking pace. Do not forget that when reversing, especially when turning and reversing, the front of your vehicle will swing out. Pay attention to the front and rear of your vehicle. Reversing for long distances is only allowed if it is not possible to continue or turn around. Reversing in a tunnel is strictly forbidden. Here is a helpful tip to help you when reversing. Release your seatbelt and turn to the right so that you have a good view through the rear window. The rearview mirror should only be checked briefly in between.